And from the date of accession, we have uniform excise tax regime in Kazakhstan. The government has also abolished the licensing requirement for currency transaction and mandatory timeframes for currency repatriation under the foreign trade transactions, thus simplifying currency control procedures in Kazakhstan, which is also very important for those countries who are trading with Kazakhstan. The automatic import licensing procedure has been established, which envisages issuing of license within 10 working days. As regards to import licensing for pharmaceuticals and pharmacy substances, we import them from the United States too, and it has been eliminated as of 1st January 2013. So the import licensing system has been replaced by a very simplified registration system in Kazakhstan. These continued efforts of the government were reflected and appreciated in a due manner in the World Bank's Doing Business report, where Kazakhstan ranks 41st in the list of 189 countries by simplification of its business regime in Kazakhstan. In order to improve the investment climate, based on the global experience, we have developed a comprehensive package of incentives and state support measures for those investments which are coming into non-extracting priority sectors of Kazakhstan's economy. Most notably, we have adopted the new investment law, which provides a level playing field for both domestic and foreign investors in Kazakhstan. And we are also working on one-stop shop services for investors. So I also would like to mention here, with regard to the investment regime, I know that there are signs that I have to stop here, but I also would like to mention that as part of our accession commitments, we'll be simplifying the visa issuance procedures as well as the work permits which will be issued, procedures related to work permits which will be issued by the government for foreign labor. Any company which will be established in Kazakhstan, they can bring their highly specialized managers and specialists to Kazakhstan without being subject to quota as well as without being subject to work permits for the period of implementation of the investment projects. I think this is very important for those investors who are still hesitant to come and invest in Kazakhstan. So as last part of my presentation, I would like to mention about the privatization, large-scale privatization process, which we are undertaking now in Kazakhstan. And this would be, the scale of this privatization process will be very similar to what we have done in early 90s, when we have made our first steps towards market economy and towards the private sector-led growth. So we have prepared a list of 65 large companies which will be privatized as of 1st January 2016 in very strategic sectors of Kazakhstan's economy, such as oil and gas, and energy, transportation, and infrastructure sectors. So we very much look forward to welcoming U.S. companies in Kazakhstan and benefiting from the large-scale privatization process which the government of Kazakhstan is undertaking as of beginning of next year. And we have also abolished the local content requirements in the purchases made for services as well as goods by the state-owned enterprises, where government owns 50% or more of shares. And our major goal is by 2020 to reduce the role of the SOEs, state-owned enterprises, in the national economy by 15%. It's a very ambitious goal, and we very much look forward to implementing this goal jointly with the U.S. companies. So thank you very much for your attention. And since there is a sign of Expo 2017, I would like to conclude my speech by inviting U.S. officials as well as the U.S. companies to participate in the work of Expo 2017, the theme of which is the energy of future.